All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but live from the lair. And today we're going to be going over Ben Affleck.
Affleck!
I did a whole video on this in regards to slingbacks and how it's not really viable to do this other than for some retribution coitus.
Nice.
Apparently, they were engaged back in the day, then they got unengaged, and then he got married, and I think before he even got divorced, he was shagging back up with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo as they call her. Anyway, I have this article here from, BAZAAR, HarperBazaar.com, and it's basically their relationship timeline, and this is going to just absolutely blow your mind, okay?
Some things in life just keep popping up, like Joe Biden's Peg D whenever he sniffs a child. But there's also Nelson Abick. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you like kick-ass sci-fi, check out his Too Cool for Earth series on Kindle. Book one is only 99 cents, the other four are just $2 each. That's cheaper than AOC at the glory hole, and far less teeth. Book six is coming soon, just like your mom. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to get your read on. Because it's better to have your head in the clouds than to have your head up your ass.
Alright, so they got together roughly in the early 2000s, then they went their separate ways in 2004. And 17 years later, they link back up. Now, I have no idea why this happens. I just can't wrap my head around this insanity here. This is,
stupid! You're so stupid!
They met in 2001, and at the time, she was still married to her second husband. All right, now, gentlemen. If you run into a woman who's been divorced one time, don't you dare put a ring on that finger, because if she could do that to somebody else, she can easily do it to you. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And these women, once they get a taste of the power they wield in divorce court, it's just a matter of time before they do it to the next sucker. And that's what I'm calling you here.
Goddamn pus-faced little pimp stick.
All right, so they meet in 2001. She was still married to her second husband. And then in 2016, she reflected on Affleck as her knight in shining armor. All right, now, let's just get this straight. Women who reach the pinnacle that J-Lo is at are unmarriable. Because the minute you half-step, you get sick, or Murphy shows up and throws some wrenches in your life, you're gone. She's moving on to the next Diaca. That's just the way it goes, all right? That's just women nature. I don't know if it's built in from Darwin and evolution, or they just are evil bitches. I don't know.
Is that like a personal attack or something? Or you...
Okay, in 2002, they get engaged. She said it was a 6.1 carat pink diamond from Harry Winston that Affleck gave her. Reportedly cost him $2.5 million.
Which I had to sell to make up for the lost rent, so there's nothing you can do about it, you slimy little jizz bucket.
Now, I don't know about you, but $2.5 million would pretty much set an ordinary individual up for a monthly income of right around $7,000 to $10,000 a month on the interest, depending upon the interest rates at the time. You know, it is what it is. So he basically spent an average person's retirement account on her ring. And there she is showing it off. Okay, there we go. I'm sure that is that bracelet she's wearing is insanely expensive as well. All right, in 2003, they starred in another movie together. I don't really remember this one. They grossed what, $36 million? Not a big blockbuster. And trouble sets in. 2003, they postpone their wedding.
Of course.
She got a $2.5 million engagement ring to be engaged for roughly 1 year. Let's say a year and a half. All right, now, at this point, he should have cut his losses and said, you know what? She's a fine-looking woman. She's been divorced twice. I'm basically going to write off $2.5 million. See you later. Gotcha. 2004, it's over. I don't even know if he got the ring back. I don't know what's up, but you and I both know, well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of you don't know. But the diamond industry is incredibly fabricated. So a 6.1 carat diamond ring, you know, wholesale cost was probably between $250,000 and $600,000. Then they put it in the ring. They do what they got to do. They mark it up, and there you go. They find Ben Affleck. In my opinion, is a sucker.
No, you know that's true.
They break up. It's over in 2004. She immediately moves on in 2004. And she turns around and marries a singer-songwriter, longtime friend. See that word friend? Basically, he was a boho hanging around in the friend zone and knocking, basically waiting to knock out a piece, which she did.
Now, if you get a piece of ass, that's a good thing. But if you get a piece of shit, you don't want that.
And they had twin daughters. All right, that's 2008. They separated in 2014. All right, so that's 10 years, 9 years. He made it a little bit past the first review. The years for divorce are 7, 13, 21, and 24. If you can stay married for longer than 24 years, chances are you're riding it in until you're the horizontal rot slot. They put you in the coffin. It's over.
Speak for yourself, sir. I plan to live forever.
2005, Ben marries Jennifer Garner. All right, she's a pretty good-looking woman. They have 3 children together. All right, so Jennifer Lopez is now on her 3rd marriage. She's had kids with this other guy. He had 3 kids with another woman.
Sucks monkey fuck. Sucks monkey fuck.
These people live very bizarre lives that you and I will never know anything about. Which is cool. I don't want to know this insanity. But there's kids involved now. And this, you know, this is insane. So he married her in 2005. And they divorced in 2018. So Ben Affleck didn't make it past the second review, which is 13 years. All right. So they reunite in 2021. All right. So I don't know what's going on here, but it is what it is. You know, he by this time, he's old enough to know better. He should be beyond the dick-thinking years. It failed the first time. I have no idea why he thinks it's going to work the second time, other than he's thinking with the wrong head, which doesn't have a lot of computing power. It's got one eye, so there's no depth perception.
I'd rather watch crap oozing out of a buffalo's asshole.
Okay, May 2021, they go off to Montana together. Okay, that's a place to hang out, I guess. They're on vacation, lovey-dovey, blah, blah, blah. Again, to May of 2021, they're committed. It is what it is.
I'd rather fucking puke diarrhea up my dick.
They talk about it's not a casual relationship. The pair are determined to make a long distance work. That never works. All right. Long distance relationships are a farce, especially in current year. While I was in the Army, I tried to have a long-distance relationship with a woman I knew while I was, before I went in the Army, got Dear Johned when she went to college, and she decided to open her legs for the and become a sorostitute. It is what it is. It screwed me up for quite a few years. But that wasn't the only time I've been Dear Johned. Two times after that, I got Dear Johned. It wasn't a big deal once you go through it once.
Jump on this and spin, cop!
July 2021, their families are getting along great. So, the kids are getting along, the in-laws, what have you. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Maybe this is going to come across a little racist. Don't care. Hispanic women. If you marry a Hispanic woman, her in-laws are not going to like you most of the time.
How dare you?
I dated a Mexican chick while I was in college for 4.5 years. And her father liked me, mother not so much. I have no idea why that is, but it just happens. In hindsight, I probably should have done a better job at reconning the mother, because her mother was absolutely insane, and it was just a matter of time before that happened to me. Luckily, I dodged a bullet on that one. All right, 2021, moving in together. It's a big step. 2021, August, Ben borrows engagement rings with his mom and son.
I can't do it!
2022, they get engaged again. Let's see if they mention The Rock in here. Reuniting, let's showed off a new engagement ring, an emerald-cut pale green diamond. Fans also quickly took to social media, sharing the news. Congratulations, Bennifer 2.0. All right, so he's $2.5 million for the first one. This one probably cost about the same. They don't go into a lot of details here, but typically, I know how women are. They are not going to take a second ring, which is lower in value than the first one. It just is what it is. You can call it petty.
Just thinking about it makes me feel like having an anal evacuation.
All right. J-Lo reveals the romantic, intimate way that Ben proposed. He had to be in his 50s by then. What are you thinking, man? Jesus. July 2022, they get married in Vegas. Of course, getting married in Vegas. That always works out. She also confirmed changing her last name to match her husband's.
But let's see how long they last before they rip each other's fucking heads off.
July 2022, they go on their first honeymoon. 2022, they have a second wedding in Georgia. All right, and then they have a second honeymoon. Most people don't even get one honeymoon. They're taking two. All right, good on them. Again, they're at a different level most of us will never, ever encounter. And I'm going to be honest. If I had that kind of money, I don't think I would do that kind of shit. I grew up poor, and I definitely would not be throwing money away hand over fist like this apparently is. All right, October 22 and their honeymoon phase. Look at this. February 27th, 2024. Ben says he learned to compromise in the relationship after they reunited.
You have a match made in heaven. How could you go wrong?
May 2024, they appear together amid separation rumors. May 17th. Living separately? Okay, this is getting real.
Now I know what we're all thinking of.
The rumor mill is they're getting divorced. Alright, I'm just wondering how much money old Affleck is going to surrender in this divorce. He was married for, 2.5 years, maybe 3-4 by the time this is done getting litigated in court. He probably spent $4.5 million to $5 million on engagement rings and wedding rings and what have you. And then he's going to get creamed in divorce court.
It's proof that Jesus died in vain and legally changed his middle name to fucking...
All right, here we go. TMZ. What's the date on this? June 10th, 2024. TMZ claims Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's divorce is imminent.
Sheer fucking hubris.
All right, gentlemen. If you are going to do a slingback, just wrap your rascal. Retribution coitus only. Don't move in. Don't let her move in. Don't give her a ring. None of that shit. All right? So the rumor is they put their $65 million mansion up for sale. That's not a good sign.
No shit!
In current year, maybe 3% of the women walking around in the Western world are marriageable material. Most of the young ladies out there rack up a body count of 10 or more by the time they're 22. The unfortunate ones walk across the stage to get their high school diploma with a 1,000 cock stare. And women that go over 5, these studies have shown this, 5 sexual partners have a severe inability with pair bonding. So 2-3 years down the road, once the snot stick wears out, they start looking for the next feels. And most women will not make a move until they have something else lined up. Jennifer had a friend in the friend zone. Most women today have at least 1 to 6 male friends, floating around in the boho zone waiting to knock off a piece. So, it's too risky danger. It's too risky and dangerous, gentlemen. You can't afford to step on the landmine. You're not making hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not a top-tier Hollywood guy. Most of you are average Joes making between $35,000 and $75,000 a year. You bust your ass, you're paying taxes, just trying to get by. And all it takes is one mistake. You step on one landmine, and you are literally a financial slave for a decade, maybe more, depending upon the state you live in. Some states that have Alice Isn't Horny Anymore money, and usually that's 50% of the time that you were married. So if you're married 9 years, you're on the hook for 4, 4.5 years of Alice Isn't Horny Anymore money. And some states, I believe California might be the last one, have alimony for life once you go over 10 years of marriage, which Ben Affleck might be paying. I haven't dug into his finances or anything of late. Perhaps I should. I think it would be very interesting. Let me know in the comments if you want me to do a Pimp Tart Wifestitute Ben Affleck edition with J-Lo. Once the numbers come out, I think it'll be relatively entertaining and educational for the young men out there. Do not get married. There is no upside for a man in the West to allow the government into your relationship. Okay? Don't do it.
Oh, you keep
on. You ain't gonna do shit.
No more dick. No more dick. No more dick. No more dick. Keep no more dick. Keep no.